The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your edition of the news show for today, the 7th of January, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening for you over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. All right, get ready for the 2020 showdown. In the red corner, AMD. In the blue corner, Intel. Let's get it on. Yes, these two processors are about to fight it out on the Acer Swift 3 laptop. And even though the specs pretty much are the same for each laptop, give or take a few, first and foremost, the AMD version has a 14-inch screen, while the Intel version has a 13.5-inch screen. Other than that, yep, pretty much the same thing going except those processors. Now, the Acer Intel Swift 3 is going to be available in North America starting in March and will be right around $699, with the AMD version launching a little bit later. Actually, it'll be launching in May for $599. So it's kind of up to you. $699 Intel, smaller screen. Wait a little longer, $599, $100 less, and bigger screen. Guess we'll find out later this year who is victorious. Soundbars are all the rage these days, and it'd be nice to have something that sort of integrates already, don't have to do any setup or anything. That's why TCL and Denon are actually going to be the first to release Roku TV-ready soundbars. Now, yeah, we know Roku already has their own soundbar. Simple to do, it's got Roku built in, and you just plug it into your TV, and pretty much away you go, there's your sound, you're all set. We don't know if the Roku soundbars maybe aren't doing so well right now, maybe that's why they're outsourcing this sort of integrated technology, but competition is always welcome. According to Roku, however, though, the main idea is for less fuss for the customers, not to mention a lot less remotes laying around, something that's always a welcome. Now, TCL and Denon, yeah, they're the first companies to get on board with this. We are hearing that more companies will be joining the party soon. As far as any actual physical product that's on the shelf yet, no, not yet. But we're hearing maybe around the third quarter of this year, we should start seeing these things pop up. Ring has got a new privacy dashboard ready to go. It's a good thing. Yeah, they've been kind of under fire lately for privacy and security concerns, haven't they? Hence, this is what we call damage control. The new dashboard to its mobile apps will let Ring users now manage their connected devices, third-party services, and whether local police partner with Ring can actually make requests to access the video from the Ring cameras that are attached to the account. Now, Ring says they're not stopping there. They're going to be updating some other privacy and security settings as well, and those will be added in future firmware updates to the dashboard. On top of this, a new control center will be available in iOS and Android versions too. And even though it's not available yet, they're promising it should be by the end of this month. And finally, yes, it's 2020. Time to get that electric car, isn't it? Well, you might want to hold off just for a little bit on that if you're in the UK. No. There's nothing really wrong with the electric car. It's all about how we power the things. What am I getting out here? Well, apparently Britain's electricity network, it's not really up to the standard just yet for the EVs. At least according to the Financial Times. Yep, it seems that the UK power grid just can't handle the popularity of these electric cars, saying that if they keep selling like hotcakes like they are, the grid is not going to be able to keep up with it. Now you see where I'm going at here, meaning that there's more charging stations that are going to be needed for these cars. Hence more charging stations in more places, hence more stress on the national electric grid. Now the UK government's intention, in case you hadn't heard, is to actually ban petrol and diesel cars by 2040. Yes, only 20 years from now, and trust me, that'll go quick. I don't know where the last 20 years went. Yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to listen to you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. That is powered by TSO Host. If you need some great, reliable web hosting, go check them out for yourself today at tsohost.com. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our BTN community over at our Slack room, where the hangovers are slowly going away after the whole New Year thingy. And it's starting to fill up with some really geeky, techy conversations we'd love for you to be a part of. Come on over right now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.